This is called Young Florilla. Down by yon drooping willow, where the violets gently bloom, there lies young Florilla, so silent in the tomb. She died not broken-hearted, no sickness her befell, but in one moment parted from the one she loved so well. One night when the moon was shining, as bright as ever it shone, up to Florilla's cottage her treacherous lover came. He says, "Come, love, let's wander into those fields we'll stray, and there we'll sit and ponder upon our wedding day." She said, "Those fields look dreary, and I'm afraid to stray. Of rambling I am weary, so I'll retrace my way." He said, "No, never again, these fields and meadows roam. So bid farewell, Florilla, to parents, friends, and home." Down on her knees before him, she begged him spare her life, but deep into her bosom he plunged that fatal knife. "Oh, Edwin, I'll forgive you," she said with a dying breath, and in one moment later she closed her eyes in death. Her treacherous lover fled to other paths unknown, and now Florilla's sleeping so silent in the tomb. Down by yon drooping willow, where the violets gently bloom,